President Biden's decision to release oil from reserves, it's an attempt to bring down gas prices, but could the president be risking a global price war? Rick Newman is looking into this for us. And Rick, I guess, what do you think are some of the risks that this move could potentially backfire here for President Biden?
Well, if every other oil producing nation continues to produce the same amount of oil, then the amount that the United States is releasing will be a marginal supply increase, which probably will lower prices. But again, that's the assumption that everybody else just continues to do the same thing, and they may not continue to do the same thing. Jared alluded to this before the break. You know, President Biden did ask the OPEC plus nations, that's Saudi Arabia, Russia, a lot of the familiar Middle East countries, he did ask them to produce more oil over the summer, and they basically said no. They have that plan to gradually increase production by 400,000 barrels a day, but that's a drop in the bucket. That's less than one half of 1% of all the oil the world consumes on a daily basis. So that's not a very meaningful increase in supply. And what most of the OPEC plus nations want is they want oil prices around $70 a barrel or higher. Remember, these countries went through a very lean stretch starting with the COVID pandemic last year, when oil prices plunged down to around $20 a barrel, and they're trying to make up some of that lost revenue. So they could, for real, cut production if it looks like that's what they have to do to keep oil prices up. And of course, that would be the opposite of what President Biden wants them to do, and that would lead to higher gas prices here in the United States rather than lower prices. So there's a lot that goes on in the oil market, and the choices of one politician in the United States are only a small part of it.
And so that leads to this question. What is the president, other than trying to lower gas prices, hoping to gain? Because when he said that his climate policies are not responsible for raising gas prices, I could hear the nuclear reactor going off at Fox News not far from here, because they're gearing up. You know they're going to hit on that.
Yeah, and Fox may have a point on this one. We've heard some industry executives point out that with all the efforts underway all around the world, not just here in the United States, but in Europe and other places as well, to wean the nation off of fossil fuels, the return on investment in the oil and gas industry is getting lower, and that is crimping investment that you need to do things like develop new drilling rigs and reopen some pipelines that might have been shuttered when oil prices fell to $20 a barrel. This is not just flipping a switch. This requires money to do this. And investors all around the world are looking around and saying, boy, there's like a war on against the oil and gas industry, and everybody wants green energy. So all the new incentives in the United States and elsewhere are for green energy, not for oil and gas. And that is at least a minor factor in oil prices going higher. Now, Biden did address that. He said that's not the reason they're going higher. But he's in a very awkward position because, his climate policy is basically to make oil obsolete. But right now, in 2021, he needs more oil. So he's in a bit of a box here.
So, Rick, I want to ask you, there's never been such a coordinated move, right, to bring down gas prices. So obviously this means a lot to him. How much? Because it's a bad reminder. Every time you go to the pump, you're reminded about the inflation story. It's really pinching people. So how much of this is geopolitical, and is it a strategic move? How much of it is just tactical to get these prices down ahead of Thanksgiving?
I'm not sure it's strategic or tactical. There's a lot of just showmanship here. I mean, we're seeing evidence in the market today that this may not work. And again, you go back to 2011 when President Obama released some oil from the stockpile. Prices dipped for a couple of months, but then they ended up higher than they were beforehand. And it's not even clear that these other countries, which include the United Kingdom, Korea, Japan, China, and India, are going to release major amounts of oil or enough to actually move prices. And of course, this is going to happen over the course of a couple of months. So it's not at all clear that this is going to provide relief for anybody. I think what Biden needs to do is show that, number one, that he's aware of the problem, because he's been getting really dinged, and this is showing up in his approval ratings, for being somewhat oblivious to this problem while he and a lot of other Democrats keep talking about green energy. Green energy is not fueling most cars in the United States today. So I think above all, what he needs to do going into the holidays is just try to show people that he gets it And let's remember the midterm elections next year are not till more than 11 months away. And this release of oil is going to be a non-factor by the time we get to those elections. So there's a lot more to come on this story.
All right, Rick Newman. And we know you're going to be all over this for us. Rick Newman, thanks so much for hopping on today.